Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.
Good morning. All right, yesterday on the show, we were talking about emails and how, well, what you put in an email really says a lot about you.
We were deciphering how you wrote your email, how you ended your email in particular, because we'd started to get a few emails about the Joe and Sparky carrier bags that we're sending you out for free. And there's been a few, yours sincerely, a bit too formal for us.
Yeah, I mean,
there's been a lot of regards, warm regards, kindest regards.
Now, what you get is you get, if I find, just a straight regards. It's just direct. It's not super. It's standoffish. That's it, Joe. It's like, hello, thank you, regards, done. Like, it's almost that. I mean, it's not always that, but that's how I see it sometimes.
We were saying that we liked kind regards, warmest regards, and ever since then, yesterday, and in fact this morning as well, when you've been, like, getting in touch with us on Twitter or Facebook or email or whatever, you have changed the way you've been emailing us, which I love. Even this morning on text, when Rachel Chebsey got in touch, she's ended her text. Kind regards, Rachel Chebsey.
You love a kind regards.
I mean, a kind regards.
I do, and we've had an email from Karen, who has signed off with every possible kind of regard she could have put on it. She's written, regards, kind regards, and very warm regards, Karen, and three kisses. I mean, that is someone who's going to work in towards getting a carrier bag. She's sending the love.
Now, Mandy, she's changed it slightly. This is the end of Mandy's Facebook message about carrier bags. Thanking you in anticipation with much fondness and deepest admiration.
Ooh. Oh, that, she's a letter writer or something for someone. That's lovely, that.
Is with much fondness and deepest admiration. Crawling round us, obviously, to try and get on the carrier bag list. I appreciate that.
But that's brilliant. I mean, if more people use that sort of chat on Tinder, they might get further.
Now, which are we going... Which is our the one that we want you to use?
What?
I mean, do we want deepest admiration, fondness, or do we want to stick with, like, you know, you will get treated better by this show if you end your communication with what?
No, I just think do it in your unique... interesting but warm way.
I want one that's going to be that needs to be used by us.
Well, there's one we can have to send out. I don't think we can dictate what people write to
us. Of course we can.
All right, she's gone power mad over carrier bag.
Course we can.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, what
this
what
is the one
like,
we're
going
to use, and this is the one that we want you to use too. This is so that we know that you're big listeners, that you listen to the show. Do we want warm regards, kind regards?
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I'm going to be really honest with you, Joe. When I'm writing an email, I want to use as minimal characters as possible. So what have you written? What have you said?
Kind regards, warmest regards.
Can we just put all the regards? I mean, is that lazy?
Like fond. Fond's a nice word.
Fond regards.
I mean, we're fond of you, Joe and Sparky.
Fond regards.
That's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Because it is, honestly. Because you write that in the old inboxes when you message you. Fond regards, Ben. Producer Ben.
Are we going with regards then, rather than Mandy from Wolverhampton's fondness and deepest admiration?
I love that. But fondness and deepest...
Is it too creepy, that? Is it too crawling round us?
No, I think it's creepy when you go, we are fond of you. That was my first suggestion. That's creepy. But see, fondest...
Because
what
if we're emailing the Mayor of Dudley, for example? We can't say we're fond of you.
I don't know. Really, I mean, let's be friendly. No, it's not. I mean, I guess that's why regard's such a good word then. Maybe it is all the regards.
All the regards.
All the regards.
All the regards.
Because then you can, I mean, and then it's also up to you how you take it, but you should take it with warmth from Joe and Sparky.
When we're communicating with you, we will put all the regards down. If you communicate with us and you use the phrase, our little secret show phrase, all the regards, producer Ben will only take 10 days to get back to you instead of 20. you can put those higher up the list, Ben.
No guarantees, though, right?
But all the regards.
All the regards, Joe and Sparky.
Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.